from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Joining us here on this Friar Friday, none other than Dylan Cease, coming off of the no-hitter in yesterday's ball game. First, Dylan, how have you gotten any rest? I assume you got a lot of messages yesterday.
Yeah, I got. I'm still going through them, texts and social media and whatnot. I got a little bit of rest. I went to sleep late last night. I've watched a lot of highlights and a lot of stuff pertaining to yesterday. It's still just so surreal to watch. But I'm a little tired today. But you know, I'm in a good mood, I must say.
I can imagine. Well, let's take us down into yesterday's start. I mean, over the last three, we could have very well had this same conversation the previous two starts. But at what point in yesterday's ball game did you start to feel like this could be something that, you know, could happen?
I think it gets very serious after seven. Before that, it's sort of like so much has to go right that I really don't worry about it too much. You know, at that point, it's like I'm just going to attack the zone. And, you know, if they put in play and they get a hit, then that's just part of the game. But, you know, I feel like after the seventh, it kind of turns into, you know, we're really trying to not give up a hit. So that's been my strategy for my last two attempts, at least.
Talking to Dylan Cease, fresh off of a no-hitter yesterday against the Nationals. And Dylan, there was a moment yesterday where I thought Mike Schilt was actually going to take you out of the game, but you seemingly talked him into letting you go back out there. Can you let us in on what you said to him to let him keep you out there?
Yeah, I said I feel strong, throwing 100. We got the 6 days rest coming up. I did 113 earlier in the year. And then I just stuff like that where I was just trying to build a case, and then Joe and Crony were there and they kind of backed me up. So I think collectively we're all able to talk him into it, and thankfully he let me go back out there.
And so you have a relatively quick eighth inning. I mean, how good were you feeling going into that ninth inning in terms of stamina, mental? Where were you at in terms of how you felt?
Oh, I felt great. You know, at that point, it was just, is destiny going to be on my side or not? But I feel like I had, you know, I was in a very good position to do it.
We're talking to Dylan Cease here, and going back to the beginning of the game, Dylan, the rain delay kind of threw everything off a little bit, but there were questions as to whether or not you were even going to come out and start the game after that hour-plus delay. You did, and it was a very good decision. What were you thinking during that rain delay?
I don't know if I was thinking too much other than just kind of focused on how my body felt and, like, making sure I was moving every so once in a while and not going 20 or 30 minutes where I was just being sedentary. So my main focus turned to basically either stretching or bike or light leg toss. And then once we found out kind of when the tarp was going to be moved and all that, I was able to sort of formulate a plan as to when I wanted to get off the indoor mound and throw maybe 20 pitches or so and just kind of get everything ramped up to high speed again.
Dylan Cease joins us here on Gwen and Chris. And Dylan, as I mentioned, over the last three starts, you have been just phenomenal as it pertains to, you know, be it throwing the ball off the bump. You went through a little bit of a rough patch there, and it never seemed like you were throwing the ball all that bad. Sometimes it was just, you know, one or two bad pitches in an outing. But what has happened in these last three starts that has you so dialed in right now?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was just a mechanical change I made where I'm keeping my glove closer to my body, and for whatever reason, I think it's harder for the batters to pick it up, and it's making me sync up to where I'm throwing harder and my stuff's sharp, and for the most part, I'm executing better just in general. So, it's kind of one of those things where I was just, for 2 months, I was just trying to find it, and then finally we got it syncing up, and right now the results have been really good.
Yeah, they've been fantastic so far, and as we're moving into the second half of the season, Dylan, obviously you guys aren't at 100% to this point. I mean, how important is it for this staff to, I don't know necessarily be able to go this like they have the last couple times around, but how important is it for you guys to continue to throw the ball as well as you guys have?
Oh, it's extremely important. You know, I mean, it pretty much sets the tone. If you have a series where your starters go deep and they dominate, it really is, you know, sets a tone, creates momentum, kind of creates an atmosphere, I feel like, to where, you know, everybody's just a little more locked in because they know it's within reach. Whereas, you know, maybe if you get down early and you get down five runs early, then it's, you know, you're kind of fighting with your back against the wall. So, as starting pitchers, we know that our job is to take the ball and go as deep and effective as we can.
Talking to Dylan Cease here on 97.3 The Fan, and you just said you were making adjustments, you're holding your glove closer to you. I never really thought about, like, making adjustments during the season. I just think of a pitcher being able to just pitch. But how often are you making adjustments? Or is it just once you find something, you stick with it and hope it works for forever?
It's always changing in my experience. You can do one cue and it'll work, and then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, something else has to be done. But, hopefully this one's the one that lasts the rest of my career, but I've played long enough to know that's not usually how it works. But, I feel like in between every start, I'm working on something. You know, it could be something as simple as my previous start. I feel like I didn't get down the mound as well as I'd like to, so then I go and kind of work in the lower half, or, you know, maybe I felt like I was a little open or this or that, or my eyes were under the target. You know, I always trying to find little things to kind of refocus on.
Dylan, it certainly seems like you and Luis Camposano have been on the same page in these last three. Is there something to the fact that you guys seemingly are on the same page? You don't see too much shaking off while you've been on the mound over these last couple.
Yeah, I think I think he does a ton of work, ton of prep work, and I think as a whole, the staff has a really good idea of the best way to attack hitters. So when you kind of prepare and you know what you want to do, it turns into going out and taking action and doing it.
We're talking to Dylan Cease here, and you talked with our guy Sammy Lev yesterday after the game on the Padres postgame show, and you said that you, after it happened, you let out a primal yell, and then you yelled yes 50 times. I just want to go back to that moment. Is it like a moment that you can actually remember, or did you kind of black out a little bit?
No, I can remember it. It was just, you know, the middle of that pile, everyone's jumping, and yeah, it was just screaming yes. It was really hilarious. It was, I don't know if it was just because the moment was so big and just so happy in that moment, but just seeing everyone smiling and screaming and yelling, and it was, yeah, something I'll never forget.
Well, Dylan, certainly it was a you gave a lot of San Diegans some memories that they'll never forget, and congratulations on the no-hitter yesterday. Continued health and success moving forward, because you certainly have thrown the ball extremely well here as of late. Keep rolling, man.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.